The KHAS.
And welcome back to Yankton, South Dakota, as we get set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Mount Marty, as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. And coach, this has been a tough stretch for us. Lost the last five ball games. Now, I guess we're looking for answers as we head into this ball game this afternoon.
Well, I think we know the answers, Mike. It's just a lack of being able to deliver the answer right now. And I think our downfalls or our pitfalls have been well documented defensively and rebounding. And we're just having a hard time getting everybody on the same page at the same time. And it seems like a lot of times we'll have four people doing the right thing and one person will get a little bit lackadaisical. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're shooting another layup. So, you know, usually you don't have to wait for your defense to gel. You know, usually you're kind of, as the season goes along, you're waiting for your offense to gel. But right now we're really sputtering along on the defensive end of things. And kind of looking back through some past years and looking at some things that we've done here in the past, that's usually been our strong suit. And even in our worst years, we were no less than fifth in defensive field goal percentage and rebounding and things like that. So, you know, it's kind of a frustrating situation that we're in right now.
Right now, Hastings toward the bottom in most of those defensive statistical categories, and giving up points. That was a problem the other night too. Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that was last in the league in scoring points, we got up 86, and we just can't do that, can we?
I can't not be successful. And you know, as you mentioned, yeah, we're dead last in most rebounding and defensive categories in the last two seasons. You know, that's kind of been our MO. And going back to our national tournament year there of 2009-2010, we were second in defensive field goal percentage in our league, and you know, middle of the pack in the rebounding edge of side of things. So, you know, we have the ability to score it. We're in the top couple of every offensive category that there is known to man. And the question, I guess, that I posed to our team in our film session yesterday was, if we're good enough athletes to score, because Wesleyan's in the top two or three of every defensive category. So, if we're good enough to score almost 60% of our baskets on Nebraska Wesleyan, then surely we're athletic enough to defend somebody, you know. And it just comes down to a mindset, a want to, and a desire to get a little bit better each and every game. And again, that's we've shown glimpses of that for halves, or maybe even 30 to upwards of 32, 33 minutes a game. But we just haven't been able to put a collective 40-minute game together here in the last five.
Is there one or two aspects the defensive side of the ball that we're struggling at?
I just don't think we're physical. You know, we don't make hits. We don't go put a body on a body. We just allow people to kind of cut through us, cut across our face. We don't see a pass ahead. We don't see a step ahead, you know, when we're engaged in a screening situation. If we're guarding a shooter that's going to be coming off a staggered screen, you know, we don't anticipate that. We don't get ourselves in a position to be ready. We're too straight-legged. You know, just a lot of the basic fundamental things that we continue to work on. But as soon as the ball goes in the air, it's an odd thing that we just kind of straighten out, and our legs get straight and our feet get slow and our minds even get slower at that time.
Like we talked to you the other night, these are the sort of things that we should be talking about in a November interview instead of here in February on in the March.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And like I said, Mike, I just don't know, you know. And having the benefit of having somebody like Maya Slough on our staff, you know, and at least he can send a similar message in a different tone to our team, and he knows the things that we're looking for within the scheme or within the program. And, you know, he's got credibility. Heck, he was two-time defensive player of the year in this league, and is a second-team All-American. So it's one thing maybe not to believe a coach, but if you can't believe that guy, then I don't know who in the heck you can believe. So, again, I don't think it's a scheme. I don't think it's anything that we're not teaching or maybe not emphasizing. It just comes down to a want to and a desire to get better.
We face a team today in Mount Marty that is still in the mix for one of the three playoff spots left in the tournament. So they're not going to roll over. They're not going to feel sorry for us.
Oh, I wouldn't think so. You know, Coach Thorson does a tremendous job up there, and you know, his kids are always prepared, and they're going to guard you. You know, they're one of the better teams again in our league defensively, and I think he does a very good job with that. But we've had, you know, some decent success with Mount Marty here the last few years, and whether it's been up there or been at our place. So I think it's a game that our kids finally feel that we can win, you know. And the previous five games, you're talking about four of the top teams in our conference, and then Nebraska Wesleyan, who came in here and gutted out a win on our home floor, you know, about a month prior to Wednesday night. So Mount Marty's a team that I think maybe, you know, it's just as a mindset and as young as some of our kids still are, and youth and immaturity are kind of playing a big factor right now. Maybe this is a game that I hope, you know, we, our kids feel we can win, and we can come out with a little bit more confidence and savvy today.
EC still has a chance to make the postseason tournament. We play the teams that we have to play. That's the way the schedule's set up. We got Mount Marty here this afternoon, Concordia next week, and then close things off with Morningside. So those are all the teams that we need to play at this point.
It is, and those are teams that we're, you know, very capable of beating. You know, we've already beaten two of the three that are coming up on our schedule, and played a very good game up at Morningside, the first game of the conference game of the year. So, I mean, I do. I feel very confident. I feel good about our possible seeding if we can just finish on a strong note here. And I really believe if our kids can get a taste of victory and a better understanding of what it's going to take for us to have some success here game in and game out, I think we can kind of get a string of things going. And we've talked about many of the things that have gone on in years past within our conference, and we went back as far as 9 years, and there's only been two teams that have won the outright regular season championship and conference tournament. So once you get into tournament play, boy, anything can happen. And once, you know, the top teams in your league get that automatic national bids or those at-larges kind of locked up, mindsets of teams change dramatically, and that's kind of the message that we've been trying to send to our kids. And we've got enough talent, we've got enough ability, we've got enough depth, and I think we can play different tempos and styles of play that I think we can go into any gym in our league and get a win. And if we can, again, just get the first one, I would really welcome the opportunity and the challenge to run through a conference tournament with this team.
Nebraska Wesleyan the other night, we do a lot of things, a lot of good things in that ball game, especially on the offensive side, but we just missed the opportunity there again because of our defense.
Yeah, but it really did. You know, and I thought early on we allowed them to get a little bit more comfortable than maybe we would have wanted to start a basketball game, and we just didn't do a very good job of taking some things away. And you know, I thought they did Nebraska Wesleyan, to their credit, did a really nice job on the offensive boards. And again, it was our failure to make hits and take steps back and gain space in the paint. And we kind of got bottled in underneath the basket. And there's just not many basketballs that come off the rim and go straight up and come straight back down unless they go through the net. So you're not going to get a heck of a lot of rebounds that way. So we've got to continue to make hits. And if we can capture some rebounds and get our transition game going, you know, offensively, we're as good, if not better, than any team in this conference.
Played some new guys in the ball game Wednesday, just to maybe find a spark or something out there.
Yeah, we were just scooping water out of the ship at that point, Mike. We were just trying to find something to spark us. You know, Tobin was tired. Tobin was really beat up and tired after the game, and we had talked about that. And you know, he's been playing a ton of minutes lately and really been carrying the load for us offensively. And you know, I just told him, I said, Tobin, that's just something I need to know. I mean, that's Mike, that's a maturity thing. You know, a kid's afraid to speak up to his coach and let his coach know that, Coach, I'm a little bit fatigued today. I've been playing a lot of minutes, and I'm fine with that. He works hard. I've never had a problem with Tobin's physical energy output. And you know, so he was a little bit lackluster and lethargic, and we were just trying to get a spark. If we just thought if we could get it to six or something, five or six, with about as many minutes to go, that we had a chance to win that game. And so we just kind of threw some people in to scramble around and maybe get some deflections and get a couple steals, and that way we could rest some legs with our offense on the bench and maybe just try something different. And we did make a little run at it, you know, but it was just a little bit too much too late.
Along that same line, we're playing our third game now in 6 days here. The feelings going into the weekend here.
Well, we took yesterday off as far as practice. We got together and we kind of went through our game plan for today and talked through, you know, what happened on Wednesday night at Wesleyan, and just try to get, you know, a little bit better grasp on our mindset and where we're at as a team, and just try to point out some of the statistics that we've here talked about and just make sure that, you know, our kids understand that even though we lost, so did everybody else that was right with us. So the bottleneck remains the same. The bottle did not change per se. So, you know, our chances and our opportunities are still well within our own grasp. And if we can just find that taste, Mike, I really believe that if we can just get that little bit of understanding and execution, we've got an opportunity. That's all I can say.
Well, Marty, a team that is hanging right with us. So, again, they're right in the mix as well, trying to scratch their way into the postseason tournament. It's just this blue-collar type of basketball team. No superstars yet on this team, but they'll come out there and work against us, won't they?
Yeah, they really will. I mean, I think the most indicative part of that is their point guard, Mitch Ackleson, is like second or third in the conference in total rebounds. You know, I mean, we've got a six-foot point guard that averages nearly 8 rebounds a game, which is 2 more than anybody we have on our team. So That in a nutshell would be Mount Marty. You know, there's nothing flashy about them. They're not going to do anything excellent, but they don't do anything poorly either. So, you know, they're just a team that if you don't execute, especially on the defensive end, and if you allow them to make a couple easy shots, they've got a good post player inside with Yackley, and you know, they do some good things on the perimeter with some of those long shuffle cuts and that kind of action that if you're not on your toes, you're going to get back cut. And they have enough opportunity, or they have enough possessions, because defensively they really guard you.
You know, score a whole lot of points. They'd like to slow the game down, basically like we've seen maybe Nebraska Wesleyan.
Yeah, they do. And you know, the thing is, I don't know that they shoot the ball, knock on wood, as well as Nebraska Wesleyan would from the perimeter. Nebraska Wesleyan has really changed, you know, their overall offensive output, especially from the perimeter. So that Mount Marty, as far as statistics are concerned, don't shoot it as well. But, again, they've got some good size, and they've got some bigger guards that can post your guards up too, and they're really good with that and running that sideline triangle action and mixing you up with some ball screens. So when they're clicking offensively, if you don't have your, if you're not on your toes on the defensive end and they get that ball moving around the perimeter pretty well and they find those cutters and find those guys that are posted up on your guards, it can be a very tough thing to stop.
How do we take advantage today?
Well, again, it's going to come back to the things that we don't do very well. And at some point, if we can start doing those things well or at least better, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to be successful. But right now, we've got to defend and we've got to rebound. You know, we can't take a night off on the offensive side of things either. We've got to continue to just plug away and just get a little bit better each game. You know, just trying to find a way to keep our main players in the game and stay out of foul trouble and you know, just stay away from the pitfalls that can come through a basketball game if you're not focused and if you're not ready to put 40 minutes of work in.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got some more pregame information coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota here this afternoon. Hastings College and Mount Marty in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game just finished up, and you heard the comments from Hastings head coach Lance Creech as we get ready for the men's ball game coming up in just a couple of minutes. Scoreboard is now complete on the women's side of things, and as a result of today's action, Hastings College now tied for fourth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with two games to go. Broncos will be tied with Briarcliff for the final home playoff spot in the GPAC postseason tournament. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. Briarcliff today losing at Morningside by a score of 89-82. Hastings today winning on the women's side of things in overtime over Mount Marty, 78-71. So now Briarcliff has a conference mark of 11-7. That's the same conference record as Hastings. They're tied for that number four spot in the GPAC, and the top four teams will have the home games for the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Northwestern, they win today, so they're now 14-4. Morningside, they won today, so they're now 15-3. And Concordia won today. They are now 16-2. So the scores from the GPAC today in women's college basketball: Morningside 89, Briarcliff 82. Northwestern beat Doan 74-58. Concordia over Dort today in Sioux Center by the score of 71-64. And Hastings winning over Mount Marty here in Yankton in overtime by the score of 78-71. The other game going on today is starting at 4 o'clock. It's Midland on the road playing at Dakota State in a non-conference game. Nebraska Wesleyan will play Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday. So we've got Mount Marty and Hastings in the men's game coming up next. A couple of teams that have struggled so far this season, but two teams that are still in the mix for a possible tournament bid at the end of the season in the GPAC, but they got some work to do. Hastings currently tied for last place, 10th officially in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty, they're in a log jam back up there in the teams that are searching for one of the three remaining spots left open in that GPAC tournament. As we start the day today, Dort is out on top with a 15-3 conference record. They've got a one-game lead over Briarcliff, who's in there at 13-4, and a two-game lead over Northwestern, in there at 12-5. Midland is in fourth place right now at 11-7. Morningside is in fifth at 9-8. And then the three remaining teams to get into the GPAC postseason tournament will come out of this bunch: Nebraska Wesleyan, Dakota Wesleyan, Concordia, Mount Marty, Hastings, and Doan, also with a shot at qualifying for that postseason tournament. Nebraska Wesleyan is 7-11. Dakota Wesleyan 6-11. Tied with Concordia and Mount Marty at 6-11. Then Hastings and Doan tied one game back at 5 wins and 12 losses. And like the women's team, Hastings College will have 2 games left next week with contest against Concordia on Wednesday and Morningside next Saturday. But one game at a time, Hastings College needs to get out of their little funk here. Broncos have lost 5 games in a row. They have lost 6 out of 7. And the only road win for Hastings in the conference this year was when we beat Briarcliff in Sioux City way back on December the 10th. Won that ball game by a score of 73-66. Hastings has not won on the road in the conference since December 10th of last year, officially 2011. Hastings has lost 5 games in a row, losing to Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday, 86-78. They've also lost to Dort. They've lost to Midland on the road. They've lost to Northwestern on the road, and they lost to Briarcliff at home. So Hastings coming in here, a record of 5 wins and 12 losses in the conference. They are 11-16 on the season. The Lancers are in a tailspin themselves. They have lost 6 out of their last 7 ball games and 9 out of their last 11. The last win for this bunch was back on January the 28th when they beat Nebraska Wesleyan here in Yankton by the score of 63-56. They also have a win over Doan at home. That was back on January the 14th, winning by a score of 69-66. So Mount Marty is in a tailspin themselves. Only 2 wins in their last 11 have been over Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan. They're trying to win one here this afternoon. They're sitting at 6-11 on the season in the conference, 10-15 overall. Dort is a team that's averaging, or rather Mount Marty is a team that is averaging 61.2 points per ball game on offense. That is last in the conference. Mount Marty is giving up 67.3 on the defensive end. That is fourth in the conference. Hastings College is fourth offensively, giving up actually a scoring 72.9 points per ball game, and they're giving up 75.8, which is 10th out of the 11 teams in the GPAC. Mount Marty, a team that's at the bottom of the league in field goal percentage and in three-point shooting. They're next to the last in free-throw shooting. Mount Marty is hitting 40% of their field goals this year, 28% from three-point territory, and 65% from the free-throw line. Hastings College with some respectable numbers on offense. They're hitting 48% of their field goal tries this year, 39% from three-point territory, 75% from the free-throw line. But as we talked to the coach about in the pregame show, our problem this year has been on defense. We mentioned that Hastings is 10th in the conference out of the 11 teams in defensive scoring average, giving up 75.8 points per ball game. They are last in the league in defending the field goal at 47%. They are next to the last in defending the three-point shot at 38%. And Hastings is next to the last in creating turnovers. They average 15 themselves. They force 11 on the opposite end. So Hastings with a big task here this afternoon as they take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty in an important ball game as well for the Hastings College men's basketball team here this afternoon. They try to scratch their way into the 2012 GPAC postseason tournament. We'll come back and check the starting lineups in just a minute. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Yankton, South Dakota here this afternoon as it gets set for Hastings College and Mount Marty in men's competition. Again, in the women's ball game, a nail-biter for Hastings as they went into overtime to beat the Lancers by the score of 78-71. So Hastings improves to 19-8 in the season. They're 11-7 now. In the conference, Alicia Stadler ties her season high with 26 points in the ballgame. The real star of the ballgame, Courtney Spahn, she comes through in overtime and hits two big three-pointers for Hastings College and finishes with 11 points here in the ballgame. Hastings College wins it on the women's side of things by the score of 78-71 in overtime. Got the men's coming up. The men's game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Got the playing of the national anthem as we get set for the Lancers and the Broncos this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. I don't know what it is, but this week I've had five games where they've had a choral group sing the national anthem. It must be the week, huh? Hastings College basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. The Lancers will go with their seniors in the ballgame. This is Seniors Day here in Yankton, so all the seniors are going to get a start here today. It's going to be Will Eddy, a 6'2" senior from Detroit, Michigan. He is averaging 3.9 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Mitch Ackleson is a 6-foot senior out of Fort Collins, Colorado. He is averaging 10 points and 7.6 rebounds per game. Austin Harms, a 6'6" junior from Lenox, South Dakota. Harms on the season for Mount Marty is averaging a couple of points per ball game and a couple of rebounds per game. Also getting a start will be Spencer Yackley. Yackley is a 6'6" senior who is averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds per game. And Jeff Varick. Varick is 6'7", a senior from Hartford, South Dakota. He is averaging 5.7 points and 3.3 rebounds per ball game. The starting lineups for Hastings College here this afternoon. They will go with Brent Wells, a 6'4" and sophomore out of York, Nebraska. Wells is averaging 4.3 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. That should be St. Paul. They've got York printed in the program. Brady Wolman is a 6'2" and sophomore out of Norfolk. Wolman is averaging 11 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, a 6'2" junior from Kearney. Bacon is averaging 7.7 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln, averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds per game. He's the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. And also Dylan Flynn will get a start for Hastings after his nice performance the other night against Nebraska Wesleyan when he scored 21. Flynn will start today, a 6'7" and sophomore out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 8 points and 3.4 rebounds per ball game. The starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Broncos dressed in their crimson uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the white. The Lancers of Mount Marty will be in their gold uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. And we are set to go. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Getting a little bit of a late start here today because of the length of the women's game and because of the senior day activities in between games. We're set to go. The tip-off here this afternoon in Yankton. Hastings 11-16 on the season. Mount Marty 10-15. Lancers 6-11 in the conference. Hastings at 5-12. Tobin Reinwald will jump things up against Jeff Varick of Mount Marty. Hastings will shoot to the basket to the right. Officials step in. Ball is in the air, and the tap is controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers will have the ball. Hastings will drop back man-to-man defense. Hastings beat this team earlier this season 62-49 in the ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena. That's Varick with the ball. His pass is going to be kicked there by Flynn. And Mount Marty will play things in on the far sideline. Hastings beat this team back earlier this season 62-49. Kind of a low-scoring game. Hastings had the lead throughout most of that ballgame. In fact, had a double-digit lead for most of that ballgame. Austin Harms with the ball now for Mount Marty. Comes over here to Will Eddy. Out to Spencer Yackley, who's a good post player in there for Mount Marty, who's averaging 11.5 points per ball game. Varick goes over to Yackley. Takes it down in the corner. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings playing good defense here. Two-handed pass comes on the near sideline to Will Eddy. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Brent Wells with the rebound. Gets it away. Now to Woolman into the forecourt. Here's Dane Bacon. Sends it inside to Dylan Flynn. Flynn in the lane. Double team. Kicks it back out here. Bacon with the ball to Reinwald. Now to Woolman. Now to Reinwald. To Bacon on the right wing. Over here to Brent Wells. Now to Dane Bacon again. To Wells. Top of the key to Woolman. Broncos passing around the ball around the perimeter here. Here's a Dane Bacon with the ball right in front of the Mount Marty bench, picked up by Will Eddy. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Reinwald takes off, drives the ball to the hole, and scores it. So when Reinwald scores for Hastings, and the Broncos are on the scoreboard, it's a 2-0 ball game. Here comes Mount Marty back with the ball now. Will Eddy has got the ball on the baseline on the right side. They work it back out here to a Varick. Now to Will Eddy again. Down in the block of the far sideline now. It's going to be Austin Harms with the ball now. As a knock loose is picked up here by Varick. Back outside to Mitch Ackleson. It's a 2-0 ball game. Hastings out on top. Ackleson drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Mount Marty. It's going to go on Jeff Varick. That's going to be his first team foul on the Lancers. So we're a minute and 40 seconds into the ball game here this afternoon. Hastings is out on top of Mount Marty by the score of 2-0. Lancers will apply some pressure back here in backcourt as Lohman will bring things up. Mitch Ackleson is back here for Mount Marty applying the pressure. Hastings gets it in the offensive zone easily. Lohman here on the wing on the right side comes out to Wells at the top of the circle. Brent Wells hands away to Bacon. Down in the corner, Reinwald gets it inside to Flynn. Underneath the hole, he's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Now his pass is deflected out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. But just as Flynn caught the ball, there was nothing but yellow shirts around him. And Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2-0. Broncos have the lead. 18 minutes to play here in the first half from Yankton. Woolman has to come way outside to Flynn. Out near the midcourt stripe. Flynn gets the ball away now to Brady Woolman. Woolman picked up by Ackleson of the Mount Marty Lancers. Woolman with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now down the left side of the lane. Stops. Bounce pass goes to Flynn. His hook shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Ackleson. Mitch Ackleson runs her back the other way from Mount Marty to Will Eddy on the far sideline. Back outside to Varick at the top of the key. The ball poked away by Wells. Picks it back up. Goes to Will Eddy. Down in the corner now. Spencer Yackley has got the ball. Yackley out to Ackleson. Top of the circle. Down here in the corner to a Jeff Varick. Sends the ball inside to Spencer Yackley. Wheels in the lane. Kicks it out here. Top of the key. That's going to be Austin Harms with the ball. Bounce pass goes back inside. That's Spencer Yackley. Back out on the wing. Mitch Ackleson has got it. Runs into Flynn. Down in the corner. He's double teamed. Gets the ball away here on the wing to Austin Harms. Throws up a shot at the end of the shot clock, and it's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Wells. Good defense here by Hastings College early. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball. Bacon has got it for the Broncos offensively. Down to Tobin Reinwald, out to Dane out here in three-point territory. On the left wing to Brent Wells, down in the corner, down to Brady Lohman. 4-3, his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Ackleson. Mitch Ackleson has got the board here for the Lancers. He's a guard, and he's averaging 7.6 rebounds per game, which is fifth in the conference. There's the ball poked away by Hastings. Wells has got it now to Reinwald. He shoots and scores. Tobin Reinwald drives to the hole. He's got both field goals for the Broncos, and it's a 4-0 ball game. Hastings with the lead. They've got 2-2 on the scoreboard. That's not the case. It's 4-0. Hastings with a lead. There's the ball poked away on the far sideline by Brent Wells as he knocks that one away from Jeff Verrick. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Marvin. Flynn will check out. So 4-0. Hastings has got the lead. Austin Harms will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Joe Heeb coming into the ball game now for Mount Marty, replacing Will Eddy. Joe Heeb averaging 10.9 points per ball game, and he's got the ball deep in the corner of the right side to Jeff Verrick inside. Tries to return the ball back to Heeb, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Reinwald, and then he makes a nice play as he bounces it off with the leg of Jeff Verrick on the baseline out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in, a turnover on Mount Marty. The first of the ball game, the Broncos have a 4-0 lead early in the contest. Brady Lohman has got the ball. Lohman out of Reinwald on the wing, gets it inside down to Marvin. He drives it to the hole, and he's cut off there. Back out to Reinwald, gets it back into Marvin, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot, it's blocked, and he's fouling the play. And Jake Marvin will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Jeff Verrick. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be a second team foul in the Lancers. To the free throw line is going to be Jake Marvin for Hastings. Marvin's seventh in the conference in free throw shooting at 79%. And the shot is up there, it's good. Hastings is a team still number one in the conference in free throw percentage. They're at 75%. Hastings now with a 5-0 lead. Verrick checks out of the ball game now for Dort. And coming in will be Scott Oedekerk. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's no good by Marvin. So Hastings maintains the 5-0 lead. Mount Marty grabs the ball here in backcourt to bring it up. Mitch Ackleson has got it. Brady Woolman will pick him up defensively. Ackleson gets it out here to Oedekerk. Now the near sideline to Joe Heeb. There's a pass to the left side of the lane to get it to Austin Harms. He wheels in the lane, kicks it out here on the right side. Now to Oedekerk. Down to the baseline, his shot is put up there. And in a Spencer Yackley shot there, a little left-handed hook shot on the baseline. Yackley gets his first field goal, and the Lancers are on the board. It's 5-2. Here's Dane Bacon out here in three-point territory to Woolman. Now far sideline, a long-range jumper is up there and in. A three-pointer by Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald out of the gates in a hurry here. He's got 7 points for Hastings, and the Broncos lead by a score of 8-2. Hastings applying pressure here in backcourt. Now Marty Brixton in the offensive zone. Austin Harms has got it as they work the ball on the near side now to Joe Heeb. Top of the key, that's Austin Harms again. Bounce pass inside to Oedekerk. A shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells out with pass to the near sideline to Brady Lohman. Lohman hustles into the forecourt, drives it down to the left side of the lane. The ball is knocked loose. Picked up on the baseline here by Spencer Yackley. First turnover on Hastings. Coming back the other way is going to be Mitch Ackleson. He drives it, and he can't go up with it as ball is knocked loose away from him. He picks it up down to the baseline in the corner down there. Austin Harms with the ball. Now to Ackleson on the wing on the right side. Double team. Ackleson gets the ball away to Oedekerk out here at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside. Tipped away from Yackley. Picked up by Ackleson again. Over here to Joe Heeb. Down in the corner left side to Austin Harms. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Austin Harms out on top of Yackley. Back to Harms. Drives it on the baseline. Spins. Gets out to Ackleson at the free throw line. Bounce pass down inside and a foul is called. As the shot clock was down to 1 second, Spencer Yackley goes up for the shot, and he is fouled in the play here by Hastings. Jake Marvin picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first team foul number one on the Broncos. So as the shot clock was expiring, they got the ball to Spencer Yackley, who draws the personal foul on Marvin, and now Yackley goes to the free throw line for Mount Marty. He's averaging 11.5 points per ball game, and his shot is up there. It's good. He's got all 3 points now for Mount Marty. Here comes Alex Thayer into the ball game now for Woolman. Also coming in will be Trevor Haldmeier. He's checking in for Wells. So Spencer Yackley will have one more shot here. Hastings with a lead, 8-3. Early in this ball game, as Yackley will put up the free throw. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes to the near side. It's picked up by Alex Thayer. So Thayer has got it back for Hastings College down the near sideline to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald dribbling with the ball out to Thayer. Out here in three-point territory, moves it to the near side, now reverses it, gets it to Trevor Haldmeier. Out of Reinwald, takes the ball down to the baseline. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound, Yackley. Spencer Yackley with a rebound for the Lancers. Coming back the other way is Ackleson. He drives the ball down the right side of the lane. His shot over there is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Mitch Ackleson gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouled into play here by Alex Thayer. Alex picks up his first personal foul, the freshman out of Superior, Nebraska. And Ackleson will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Hastings College 8, Mount Marty 5. Mitch Ackleson, a 66% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. So a three-point play. Now it's an 8-6 ball game. Hastings out on top. Here comes Alex Thayer back with the basketball. Comes on the near sideline now. It's Tobin Reinwald. Tobin hangs on to it to Trevor Holtmeyer. Down in the corner, there's a three-pointer put up there by Bacon. He hits it. Dane Bacon from deep in the left corner hits the three ball. That's the second tray of the ball game for Hastings so far. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 11-6. Spencer Yackley now for Mount Marty. On the far sideline, hands away to Ackleson. Back inside to Yackley. Double team to Ackleson. Now to Austin Harms. Left side to Joe Heeb. On the wing here on the left side. Dribbles behind the screen. Now he's double teamed. Gets it out here to Varick, who's back in rather to Yackley. Yackley now to Joe Heeb. Heeb drives it into the paint, puts up an off-balance shot, and hits it. Joe Heeb scoring there. He's averaging 10.9 on the season. He gets that field goal to go down. It's 11-8. Hastings with a three-point lead. Here's Bacon with the ball out of Holtmeyer. Alex Thayer on the wing on the right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Gets it on the wing down to Marvin. Inside to Bacon. Shot is up and in. Dane Bacon scores just to the right of the basket down on the baseline. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings with a five-point lead. 13-8. We're down to 12 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first half from Yankton this afternoon. Mitch Ackleson with the ball now for Mount Marty to the far sideline to Joe Heeb. They work her back around to the left side. Here's Austin Harms with the ball now. Austin Harms dribbles to the top of the key. Throws it over on the left side to Oderkirk. His pass is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it down underneath the hole there to Mitch Ackleson. And the ball was deflected out of bounds. Ackleson checks out. Here comes Will Eddy back into the ball game. Now for the Lancers. Checking in is going to be Jeff Larson. Larson will come in. Austin Harms will check out. 12:32 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 13-8. Well, Eddy will inbound the ball way outside down to Joe Heeb. Thayer will come out and pick him up. Over in the far sideline, it's going to be Jeff Larson with it now. To Will Eddy. Now to Yackley. To Will Eddy. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops at the elbow. Hands it away down to Joe Heeb. He throws up an off-balance three-pointer. It's good. Joe Heeb throws up an off-balance three as the shot clock was expiring. It's 13-11 now. Mount Marty is within 2 points. Here's Marvin with the ball for Hastings. Reinwald has got it on the far sideline. Out to Marvin now. In 3 points territory. Down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's no good by Reinwald. Rebound comes down to Yackley. And now Mount Marty with a chance to pull ahead here. They're down by two. A long pass down the floor. It's off of the fingertips of Larson out of bounds. So a turnover on the Lancers. That's their second of the ball game. Here comes Lohman back into the ball game now for Hastings. And coming to the bench will be Bacon. 11 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 13-11. Alex Thayer brings the ball up now for Hastings. Down the far sideline, Tobin Reinwald. Now to Brady Lohman. Back to Tobin. Tobin drives it down the left side of the lane. Dishes off inside to Marvin. His shot is up there. It's no good. The ball tapped around. It's loose. It's picked up here. Now it's knocked loose again. Picked up by Will Eddy. Eddy has got it now for Mount Marty down the far sideline. Still 13-11. Hastings with a two-point lead. Oderkirk has got it now. The Joe Heeb near sideline. Jeff Larson with it now. Will Eddy back out here in three-point territory. Yackley drives it down the left side of the lane. A shot is up there. It's no good. Contact made and a foul called. The shot would not go, but contact is made and a foul called here. Going to go on Holtmeyer. Trevor Holtmeyer picks up the personal foul. We're going to have two shots coming up here. And going to the free throw line will be Spencer Yackley. He scored 10 points in the first meeting between these two teams when Hastings beat Mount Marty 63-49. Yackley's shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Yackley will have one more. Here comes Wells back in. Here comes Flynn in. Marvin will come to the bench, and Holtmeyer comes out. 13-11. Hastings with a lead early in this ballgame. Spencer Yackley to the free throw line again here for Mount Marty. Yackley, a 6'6" senior. And his shot is up there and in. So it's 13-12 now. Lancer is back to within 1 point. Here comes Alex Thayer with the ball for Hastings. Down the near sideline to Reinwald. Back into the center of the floor. Over to Brady Woolman. He's dribbling with it now to Brent Wells. And we got a whistle underneath the hole here. And we got a foul called on Mount Marty. So the Lancers whistled for a personal foul here. That's going to go on Jeff Varick again. That could be his third personal foul. And we have not yet reached the halfway point of the first half. And Varick is going to have to come to the bench now with three personal fouls early. And now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Jim Thorson, the head coach for the Mount Marty Lancers, want to call a timeout here. He takes it with 11:04 to play in the first half. The score, Hastings 13, Mount Marty 12.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 13-12 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Broncos have the ball on their offensive end following the timeout. Alex Thayer has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Moves it over on the left wing. Brady Lohman out of Brent Wells. Wells, bounce pass here to Charles Ferguson, who's into the ball game. Alex Thayer back out to Lohman. Lohman sets up the offense, goes to Ferguson on the wing. Out here to Brent Wells, now to Ferguson. Entry pass to get it inside. A foul should be called. They got it inside to Dylan Flynn, but a foul called here on Mount Marty. Lancers pick up another foul. It's going to go on Scott Oedekerk. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on Mount Marty here in this first half of play. Hastings will play things in. Flynn on the baseline left side comes out to Charles Ferguson, now to Wells, now to Thayer. Thayer puts it on the floor, goes over to Wells on the wing on the left side, brings it back to Alex, top of the key, now on the right wing. Charles Ferguson drives it into the paint, kicks her back out here to a Brent Wells, now to Alex Thayer. Thayer comes across the top to Ferguson, back door, they get the ball to Wells. He shovels the ball away to Flynn, and he's going to be fouling the play. So Flynn is fouling the play here. Personal will go on Will Eddy, who left his feet there and came down on Flynn. On the shot, so now Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line for Hastings. He had 21 the other night against Nebraska Wesleyan. Second best performance of the season behind the 23 that he put up in that non-conference game against Friends University this year. His shot is up there, it's good by Flynn. Hastings now 2 out of 2 on free throws here today. Flynn will have another one coming up. Here comes Spencer Yackley back into the ball game now for Mount Marty. Next shot is up there. It is good by Flynn, so he hits a pair, and Hastings' lead is back up to 3 points at 15-12. Flynn will check out. Here comes Jake Marvin back into the ballgame. So Hastings will attack now in backcourt with a three-point lead. 15-12 is the score. Will Eddy has got the ball here. For Mount Marty down the far sideline. You get it to Chevy Fisher, who's back into the ballgame for Mount Marty. Austin Harms back in there as well. He sends the ball inside to a Spencer Yackley. Double team, triple team on the baseline. Yackley's got to get out of here. Now he does. Joe Heeb has got it. He's double teamed here on the wing. Goes back inside to Yackley. Back outside to Will Eddy for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bacon. He has his pocket picked here in backcourt by Fisher. His shot on the baseline. Good. Chevy Fisher gets the field goal after he steals the ball away from Bacon back here. That's the second turnover on Hastings. 15-14, Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Charles Ferguson. Ferguson out in three-point territory, drives it, gives it up now to Marvin. Marvin over on the wing on the left side to Brady Woolman. Now to Marvin, fires up the three-ball shot. It's up there, it's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Fisher. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline to Joe Heeb. And now Mount Marty with a chance to pull a hit here with a field goal. 15-14, we're in the first half. Will Eddy down on the baseline to Austin Harms. He works with it down there. Harms trying to put a move. Now he spins. Puts up a shot over Ferguson and hits it. Austin Harms hits a field goal here for Mount Marty. And the Lancers have the lead. 16-15. Here's a steal now by Harms. He drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Back-to-back field goals for Austin Harms. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Mount Marty back out on top here. They've got the lead. 8 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Mount Marty 18, Hastings 15.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Yankton this afternoon. Hastings is now falling behind Mount Marty. The score is 18-15. Broncos coming back with the ball following their timeout from head coach Lance Creech. Tobin Reinwald back into the ball game. Reinwald sends it over to Woolman. Now to Reinwald again, back outside. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball picked up by Will Eddy as Mount Marty stays with their man-to-man defense. 13 on the shot clock. Reinwald out here near the 10-second line, dumps it off in the lane. The Marvin, his shot is up there. It's good. Jake Marvin, a runner down the lane, scores for the Broncos. 18-17 now. Hastings down by a point. Mitch Ackleson has got the ball now from Mount Marty. Comes to the near sideline. That's Austin Harms. Harms is double team. Sends it to the top of the key to Spencer Yackley. Now to Will Eddy. Eddy out here in three-point territory. Top of the key again to Fisher. Now to Austin Harms. Spins away left side of the lane. The ball knocked loose but picks it back up. Comes out here to Ackleson. Ackleson on the high post. Again, the ball poked away from Yackley. Retrieves the ball out here to the 10-second line. Hands it away to Ackleson. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes for the goal and scores it. Mitch Ackleson now the second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 5 points. And the Lancers go out on top by a score of 20-17. Gets it away to Ackleson, now to a Will Eddy into the forecourt, pulls up right at the top of the three-point circle, sends it down in the corner, gets the ball back. Will Eddy now moves it over on the left side. That's Austin Harms. Left of the circle, hands it away to Mitch Ackleson, drives it down the left side of the lane, cut off there by Woolman. Cross-court pass goes to Fisher, takes the ball down to the baseline. That's cut off there by Wells. Back outside to Yackley, shot for 15, good. Spencer Yackley scores. He's got 4 points, and the Lancers are out on top of Hastings by 5 points. 22-17 with 7:06 to play here in the first half. Here's Brent Wells driving the ball down to paint. His shot is up there, partially deflected by Yackley. Ball is poked out here. It's picked up by Ackleson. Mitch Ackleson, nice pass to Will Eddy. Drives for the hole. His shot good, and he's fouled. Will Eddy gets the field goal, and he's fouled in the play as the Broncos turn the ball over for the third time here this afternoon. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Brady Woolman. That's going to be his first. That's the third team foul on the Broncos, and now Mount Marty has opened up a 7-point lead over Hastings. It is 24-17. Here comes Wells back into the ball game now. Marvin will come to the bench. And the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So 24-17 is the score. The Lancers have the lead. Here's Dylan Flynn in the lane. His shot from point-blank range is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Lancers coming back now with the ball. Mitch Ackleson has got it now to Chris Richardson, who's into the ball game. Richardson gets it out here to Austin Harms. Over the right side to Ackleson. Free throw line extended to the sideline. Here's Richardson deep in the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Way off of the mark. And the rebound comes down to Brett Wells. Wells runs her back the other way for Hastings College down the near sideline. Wells stops. Comes out here to a Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald holds the ball, sends it inside to Flynn. Flynn bouncing off of a couple of defenders. Gets it back out here to Reinwald in between the rings. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. 6:06 to play here in the first half. Hastings down by 7, 24-17. Hastings working with the ball against his man-to-man. There's Brent Wells. Cross-court pass goes to Woolman for 3. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound tapped around. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. They give the ball to Hastings. Last touchdown here by Fisher of Mount Marty. End of the ball game for the Broncos is going to be Alex Thayer. Coming out will be Bacon. Also checking in for Mount Marty is going to be Odekirk again. And coming out will be Fisher. Hastings will play things in. They get the fresh shot clock. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half, 24-17. Broncos trailing in the ball game. Here's Reinwald, sends it inside to Flynn. He backs up, throws it out here on the wing on the left side. That's Woolman. Sizes up the three, takes it and hits it. Brady Woolman hits a three-pointer for the Broncos. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And Hastings is within 4 points now at 24-20. Here comes Mount Marty trotting back the other way as Ackleson goes in a high post here. They get it to Odekirk. Now to Ackleson again. Works against Woolman. Bounce pass goes inside. There's a short jumper by Yackley. It's going to be no good. One and done. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Dylan Flynn. Down the far sideline to Thayer. Now to Flynn to Reinwald. Reinwald dribbling out here in three-point territory. Now Woolman sends it inside. That's going to be Flynn, and he's going to be called for the steps. Flynn wanted to go up for the shot, but he had Spencer Yackley right in his grill there defensively, and a traveling violation called on Dylan Flynn. The fourth turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. Now Marty has got two. Lancers have a four-point lead, 24-20. 5 minutes to play here in the first half. And bringing the ball back is going to be Mitch Ackleson for Mount Marty. Runs into Brady Woolman, sends the ball over here to Yackley, who gets it back to Ackleson. Now to Chris Richardson, free throw line extended right side, picked up by Thayer. Richardson gets rid of it. Now to Austin Harms. Harms to Odekirk, who hands it back to Harms. Here's a bounce pass that's going to be tipped and intercepted. Quinn has got it. Now to Reinwald. He drives, shoots, and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores there on the turnover from Mount Marty. That's the Lancers' third. Tobin Reinwald now with 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings back to within two. 24-22. The Broncos have scored the last 5 points of the ballgame. Ackleson has got it now on the far sideline for Mount Marty. Brings it back to the center of the floor here. Out in three-point territory behind the screen from Yackley. Now reverses the ball. Gets it here to the left side to Scott Odekirk, who returns the ball to Ackleson. Now to Harms out here top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Yackley. A little hook shot is up there and in. Spencer Yackley has now got 6 points in the ball game. And check that, 8 points. He's hit a couple of free throws. Back the other way is Reinwald in the lane. Now to Flynn. A shot. No good. He's fouled in the play. Dylan Flynn right in front of the hole. Couldn't finish there, but he'll go to the free throw line now. So it'll be Flynn going to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got two free throws so far, 2 points in the ball game. Well, this is going to be Wells going to the free throw line. And the first shot by Wells is up there and in. That's the first point of the ball game for Wells. Jeff Larson checking into the ball game now for the Lancers. 26-23 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead. Brent Wells to the free throw line for Hastings for his second shot. It's up there. The shot good. So Wells hits a pair. The Broncos back to within 2 points, 26-24. Hastings attacking now here in backcourt. They send it to the far sideline. That's a Fisher who's back into the ball game for the Lancers. That of Joe Hebe is double teamed there as it brings it into the offensive zone. Over to Ackleson, picked up there by Wells of Hastings. Now Mount Marty will set things up. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. 3:40 to play until halftime. There is a Fisher with the ball at the right side of the circle. Comes over here to Austin Harms behind the screen. Harms working with the ball. Rainbow pass goes to the far sideline to Heave with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot good. Brent Wells gave him room out there. Joe Heave looks up. The shot clock was expiring, and he nails a three-pointer. 29-24, the Lancers have the lead. Hastings driving with the ball. Gets it out here to Thayer for three. His shot good. Dribble penetration there by Dane Bacon. Alex Thayer gets it on the kick out. He's got 3 points in the ball game. It's 29-27. Hastings within 2 points again. Late in the first half here from Yankton. Here's Joel Heeb. Moves it over here on the left side to Larson, who gives the ball the way to Ackleson, who's going to be fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to go on Thayer. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 in the Broncos here in the first half. Non-shooting situation, so the Lancers will play things in. Right about the free throw line here on the near sideline. Austin Harms will key things in here for the Lancers. He will get it into Ackleson. The ball is poked away, but it's picked up here by Austin Harms. So 2:46 to play. Mount Marty works with it as Ackleson drives it down the lane and scores. An acrobatic shot down the lane by Mitch Ackleson. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame, 31-27. Hastings down by 4 points again. Bounce pass goes inside. Flynn gets away and puts it up there and scores, and he's fouled in the play. Dylan Flynn just reaches up there and drops it down through the holes. He made a nice move at the post position there. They got him the ball, and he is fouled in the play. And now Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Austin Harms. That's going to be his first foul in the ball game. And now Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. 31-29, Hastings trailing by 2 points. A shot by Flynn is up there. It's good. Flynn now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, and Hastings is within 1 point. 31-30 is the score. Here's Mitch Ackleson with the ball. Brings it back 3-on-2. Break stops in the lane. Bounce pass down low to Harms. He is covered up there by Dylan Flynn. So he had a 3-on-2, but couldn't convert. Fisher, that works the ball inside to Yackley. He spins the ball, knocked loose, and a foul is called. A foul here will go on Hastings College. Brady Lohman picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 7. Or Tobin Reinwald picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line will be Spencer Yackley again for Mount Marty. 8 points in the ball game for Yackley. He puts it up there, and the shot rims off. No good. He's now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. He'll have another shot here. 31-30. The Lancers have the lead over Hastings. Hastings trying to break a 5-game losing streak here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It is good by Yackley. So now it's 32-30. Hastings can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Reinwald has got it in his hands. He's going to drive the ball right to the basket, and his shot is up and in. Reinwald finds a seam in the defense and takes it to the hole and scores. And Hastings has come back to tie up the score at 32 apiece. 2 minutes to play here in the first half from Yankton this afternoon. Here's a Harms with the ball. Harms gets it over here to Spencer Yackley. Free throw line extended. He throws it back out here to Ackleson. Entry pass to get it inside to Fisher. His little short jumper off of the baseline is no good. Offensive rebound to Ackleson. He gets the ball back over to Fisher on the far sideline. Now to Ackleson. They got the shot clock returned to him here. Fresh shot clock. Minute and a half to play as they lob it inside to Fisher. Loses control of the ball right into the hands of Ackleson, and he lays it in. Nice save there right into the hands of Ackleson, and he lays it in. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Lancers are out on top, and now we got a personal foul called back the other way. It's going to go on to Mount Marty. And going to the free throw line is going to be Reinwald. Scores. Cable wanting to know who the foul is on. There's a little confusion out there. Now Reinwald will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's got 11 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the free throw. Misses the front end of the 1-1 here. And a rebound comes down to Mount Marty. So it's a 34-32 ball game. Hastings trailing by a couple of points here. And here's Yackley. He loses the ball off of his foot out of bounds. Headed at the top of the key. Went to dribble the ball. Dribbles it right off of his big toe and out of bounds. Turnover number 4 on Mount Marty here in the ball game. Hastings with the ball back here. Trailing by 2. There's Reinwald on the wing on the left side. Reinwald gives it up. Now to Brady Lohman. Back to Reinwald. Deep in the corner. Picked up by Will Eddy. Gets it back to Lohman. Entry pass to get it inside. That's Flynn. He can't go up for the shot. Out to Bacon for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound Flynn. Dylan Flynn spins in the lane. Puts it up there. Left-handed. His shot no good. Rebound Wells. Gets it out here to Lohman. His shot for 3 is up there. That one is good. Brady Lohman from the top of the key. Hits the 3-pointer. He's got 2 threes here in the first half. Hastings has got the lead. 35-34. With 36 seconds to play here in the first half. Mount Marty with the ball. Joe Heave comes down here in the corner on the left side to Spencer Yackley. Out to Will Eddy. They move it back around the perimeter. Down in the corner to Ackleson. Trying to drive. He can't do it. Comes out to Heave at the top of the key. Ackleson on the wing. Now with 20 seconds to go. Here's Fisher off the baseline. He banks one home. Fisher banks one home over Brady Lohman. 36-35. Mount Marty with a 1-point lead. Hastings with the ball now with 10 seconds to play. Brady Lohman brings it into the offensive zone. Lohman from the top of the key, a 3-pointer thrown up there. That one is missed, no good. Tap try by Flynn is up there, and that one is down through the hole. It's good. Hangs on the back lip and right down through the hole. Dylan Flynn gets the tip after the missed 3-point field goal attempt from Lohman, and Hastings will have the lead here at halftime over Mount Marty. So Hastings with the lead by a point at halftime. The score, the Broncos 37, the Lancers 36. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. At halftime, Hastings College with a lead over Mount Marty. The score is 37-36. Broncos got off to a great start here this afternoon. Got out to an 8-2 lead in this one. Mount Marty came back and grabbed the lead at 16-15 in the first half and held that lead throughout much of the opening half of play. In fact, as much as a 7-point lead at 24-17 with about 7 minutes to play in this first half. Hastings came back, pulled to within 1 point at 31-30, tied it up with 2 minutes to play at 32. Hastings going ahead at 35-34 with 36 seconds to play. Mount Marty came down, got a field goal to go ahead 36-35, and then the Broncos getting a tip from Dylan Flynn off of a missed Brady Woolman three-pointer at the end of the first half, and the Broncos enjoying a 1 point lead here at halftime over Mount Marty. The score is 37-36. Mitch Ackleson leading the way so far for Mount Marty. He's got 9 points. Spencer Yackley also at 9 for the Lancers. Leading the way for Hastings College here in the first half, Tobin Reinwald, he has got 11 points. So 37-36 is our score. Mount Marty trailing Hastings here at the break. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue with Bronco basketball at 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at halftime of our men's ball game, 37-36. Hastings with a 1 point lead. Tobin Reinwald leading the way for the Broncos so far. He's got 11 points in the ball game. He's nailed 1 3-pointer. He is 5 of 8 from the field today. So Reinwald has got 11 to lead the Broncos in scoring. Dylan Flynn has got 7 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he has 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 6 points for Brady Lohman today. He's got a couple of three-pointers in the ball game for his 6 points. Dane Bacon has got a 3 and a 2. He has got 5 points. Alex Thayer has got a three-pointer today for 3. Jake Marvin has nailed a field goal, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3 points. And Brent Wells, a couple of free throws for 2. Leading scorer for Mount Marty here in the first half, Spencer Yackley and Mitch Ackleson. Spencer Yackley has got 3 field goals, and he is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line for his 9. Mitch Ackleson has got 4 field goals. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 9 points. Joe Heap, he has got 8 points today. Heap has nailed a couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal for his 8 points. Other scores, Chevy Fisher has got 4 points on a field goal, and Chris Richardson has got a field goal for 2 points. For Mount Marty, he is 0 out of 1 for the free throw line. Hastings College with a lead here at halftime in men's college basketball, 37-36. Shooting numbers in the ball game: Hastings hitting 50%, 13 out of 26. Meanwhile, Mount Marty is 15 out of 22 here in the first half for 68%. Broncos have hit 5 3-pointers in 11 attempts for 45%. Mount Marty is 2 out of 4 for 50%. The Broncos have hit 6 out of 8 from the free throw line for 75%. The Lancers 4 out of 8 for 50%. Rebounds are even today at 12 apiece. Broncos have 4 offensive rebounds. Mount Marty with just 1. Hastings with four turnovers in the first half, five for Mount Marty. The Broncos have got no block shots and two steals. The Lancers with one block shot and three steals. So our score here at halftime, 37-36. Hastings College with the lead here this afternoon. And in the women's ball game today, it was Hastings beating Mount Marty in overtime, 78-71. Alicia Stadler, another monster game for Hastings College. Tied her season high with 26 points and also grabbed 16 rebounds. Courtney Spahn had 11 points today, including 2 3-pointers in overtime. And scoring 10 points in the ball game was Brittany Wong and Taz Yorick. So Hastings College wins it this afternoon in women's play in overtime, 78-71. The Broncos now tied for fourth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with Briar Cliff, as the Broncos improved to 19-8 on the season and now 11-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 37-36 our score here in the men's ball game. Stick around, we got the second half coming up. We'll check in with Tyson Erfreich with Hastings College Spotlight here at halftime and also get the Scholar Athlete of the Week as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is sophomore Taz Yurig, point guard from Sydney, Nebraska, majoring in secondary education with a 3.56 GPA. Now back in Sydney, she had a lot of success. It was all-conference 4 years, state qualifier, first-team All-State, and that success has translated into her college season as she has appeared in all 26 games for the Broncos this year, shooting 40% from the field, 32% from behind the arc, and 65% from the free throw line. She is averaging 8 points a game and has 1.6 rebounds. In the classroom, Taz is a member of the FCCLA, been on the Dean's List for the past 2 consecutive years, and in her free time, still enjoys playing sports. Your Scholar Athlete of the Week, Taz Yurig, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Veronica with you. Joining us this afternoon over at the Hastings College Health Center, we have Beth Luttrell. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
You're sure welcome.
Beth, we wanted to focus on today's spotlight on this past week over at Hastings College. It was Sexual Responsibility Week. Take a little bit of time and tell us about Sexual Responsibility Week, why it's held at Hastings College.
Sexual Responsibility Week is a week that all of the PUN groups participate in and plan, and it's an event, probably the only event of the year, that all 6 of the groups work together to pull this event off. And it's a week long of educating people on ways to be safe if they choose to be sexually active.
Now let's talk a little bit. You mentioned about the PUN groups. Talk about this, I believe it is the Pure Umbrella Network.
It's called the Peer Umbrella Network, and it's kind of the umbrella over all of the PUN groups. Groups were developed as the need arose. So instead of 6 or 12 people that teach all of campus health education, we have 6 different groups on campus that teach more specific to topics. So there's Alliance with the GBLTQ and Allies, Bacchus, which is Alcohol and Other Drugs, CARE, which is the Healthy Relationships Acquaintance Rape Group, 5-0, which is the HIV and STI Education Group, and SHAC, which picks up everything else, including all of the health issues, and Active Minds that does mental health teaching to erase that stigma.
And so, Beth, why would all of the peer education groups come in together for just sexual responsibility?
Well, each group gets very concentrated on their topic, and sexual responsibility plays into all 6 topics. And so the week of events this year was, they talked about consent, talked about risks of unprotected oral sex. They always have an event called Ask the Sexperts, which has a panel of physicians and professors and people from Hastings Family Planning, which answer questions that are produced by the student audience and cover all those sort of issues that they may not feel comfortable asking a friend, or may not feel the friend is giving them a good response, so they can ask this panel of experts, anonymously, of course, and then get the response they need. And we finish up the week with a Sexival, which is actually a carnival of each PUN group hosting a game with questions that tie sexual responsibility into their group's topic. So we have balloon pops and ball throws and ring toss and Plinko and all sorts of fun games.
Let's focus a little bit more. We're talking about the Ask the Sexperts, that event. Do you find out when college students get to ask their questions in that form, listen to people that are hearing feedback from them, do you find that that's more engaging for them to go to these conversations?
Oh, yes. That is usually one of the most highly attended events of the week. And this year we had Dr. John Baumfock from our faculty, Dr. Kathy Amio, Dr. Tyler Adam, and Dr. Leonard, the new pediatrician in town, and then Tiffany Krause, the community educator from Hastings Family Planning, and they were the panel of experts. And, you know, it's a lighthearted way to do teaching because, frankly, some of the questions are way out there. But, you know, it provides a way for students to ask those burning questions that they may not take to anyone else. And without that knowledge, they may be putting themselves at risk.
Okay. Once again, it's been Beth Luttrell with the Hastings College Health Department, the health center over there. Beth, we really appreciate taking time talking a little bit about sexual response. It was a week that was full of a series of speakers and events that sparked dire responsibility and respect. So, Beth, we really appreciate the time this episode for joining us, and we look forward to talking with you on the Hastings College Spotlight later this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the Real Sports Bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Tobin Reinwald gets a quick field goal here for Hastings College, and the Broncos are now enjoying a three-point lead, 36. Opening possession of the second half, Reinwald getting a shot from underneath the hole there. Give Hastings that three-point lead. So here comes Mount Marty in their opening possession of the second half. Jeff Larson has got it. He gets the start here in the second half. Out to Joe Heed. Dribble penetration in the lane. Nice pass down low, and the shot is up and in. Jeff Larson scores for Mount Marty. So the teams exchange field goals here to begin the second half of play. We're back to a one-point ball game. 39-38. Hastings shooting to our basket to our left. Woolman sends the ball inside to Flynn, who gets it away to Reinwald. The shot is up and in. Tobin scores a couple of field goals here. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 41-38. Pressure now by the Broncos here in backcourt. Racing the ball into the offensive zone is going to be Ackleson. He goes to the free throw line. That's Oderkirk who gets the start here. Oderkirk drives it down the lane. It's not no good. Temp try no good. Rebound Ackleson in the lane. He gets the ball away over there on the far sideline. Jeff Larson now to Ackleson again. He takes it back to the left side. That's going to be Tom Kaler who's into the ball game now. Bounce pass goes inside to Larson who kicks it back out to Heed for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Joe Heed scores over Dane Bacon. He was out there, but Joe Heed throws one down. We're tied up now at 41 points apiece here in the second half. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Reinwald. He takes it on the dribble to the top of the key. Over to Bacon. Entry pass to get it inside to Flynn. His shot is up there. It rolls off of the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Tom Kaler. Kaler gets it away. Now to Ackleson. They hustle into the forecourt. Bounce pass comes inside. Spinning. A shot up there is good. And he's fouled. That's Oderkirk. Scott Oderkirk getting the ball there. He puts it down through the hole and he is fouled into play. So Oderkirk gets the field goal. The foul is going to go on Hastings College. It's going to go on Brent Wells. And for Wells, that's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number one here on Hastings in the second half. Scott Oderkirk to the free throw line. He's trying to make this a three-point play. He's a 57% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So 43-41. The Lancers have a two-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Tobin Reinwald back into the offensive zone behind the screen. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. As Reinwald was driving the ball in the hole there for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Mount Marty. Tom Kaler picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Into the ball game now for Mount Marty will be Will Eddy, and Kaler will come to the bench. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. The woman comes to the near sideline to Reinwald. Tobin already with a couple of field goals here in the early stages of the second half. They get it into Brent Wells. He backs up. He's double-teamed. Kicks it out to Flynn. Out of the right side, to Woolman. To Bacon. Now to Woolman again on the wing. Behind the screen. Moves it over here on the left side. That's Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Wells tips the ball out. Brady Woolman has got it. Sends it back inside to Flynn. He backs up. He wheels in the lane. It's not to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Joe Heeb back the other way. Heeb gets it to Ackleson. Gets around Woolman, takes it to the free throw line, kicks it out to Heeb. A shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Long pass ahead. They get it to Dane Bacon. He drives, shoots, and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Heeb. He falls down with the ball, and a foul is called here in backcourt. Bacon misses the layup on a nice outlet pass there from Flynn. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings. 17 minutes and 1 second to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Mount Marty 43, Hastings 41.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. A men's game at halftime. Northwestern is leading Doan by the score of 38-25. Other games going on today on the men's side of things. Briar Cliff is playing at Morningside. Concordia is at Dort. And tonight we've got Midland playing at Dakota State in a 6 o'clock ball game. Tomorrow, Nebraska Wesleyan plays Dakota Wesleyan in a women's men's basketball doubleheader in Mitchell. Earlier today on the scoreboard on the women's side of things, Hastings beat Mount Marty in overtime, 78-71. It was Concordia 71, Dort 64. Northwestern beat Doan today, 74-58. And it was Morningside over Briar Cliff, 89-82. Hastings trailing now Mount Marty here in the men's ball game by a score of 43-41. Joe Heeb with the ball for the Lancers. Comes over the top. It's going to be intercepted. A pass intercepted here by Reinwald. And we're going to have a foul called as Will Eddy just reaches out and grabs Reinwald and picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Will Eddy. Non-shooting situation. So Hastings College will play things in right in front of the scorer's table here on the near sideline. The second team foul on the Lancers here in the second half. Mount Marty with the lead over Hastings, 43-41. Reinwald will inbound. They get it in here to a Brady Woolman out here near the 10-second line. A feed to the right wing. That's Bacon with the ball. Dane out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Reinwald behind a screen from Flynn. Reinwald drives it inside the circle and can't penetrate. Reinwald comes over here to Brady Woolman. Now to Bacon. Back out to Brady. Top of the key. Two-handed pass goes to Wells. Now to Reinwald. Bounce pass goes inside. Flynn has got it. Wheels in the lane. Goes up with a shot and he draws a personal foul. Glenn Flynn will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. He'll have a couple of shots. Hacked on the arm as he goes up for the shot. It's going to go on Scott Oderkirk. That's going to be his third. So Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Flynn so far today has got 7 points. He is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Flynn will have 2 shots here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot good. End of the ball game now will be Jeff Varick, and coming out is going to be Oderkirk. Varick's also got 3 personal fouls here for the Lancers. 43-42. Mount Marty has got a 1-point lead over Hastings. Dylan Flynn will have another free throw. His shot is up there and it's good. So it's now tied up again at 43 points apiece. And walking the ball off the floor here is going to be Will Eddy for Mount Marty. Approaching the 16-minute mark here of the second half. Here's Ackleson with the ball here on the right sideline. Comes out in three-point territory to Joel Heeb. Now to Ackleson again here on the near side. Picked up by Alex Thayer. Ackleson tries to drive it. Takes it to the elbow. Now retreats back out here. Takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. His shot is up there. No good. Barry got the rebound. He lost it. It's loose. It comes out here. It's picked up by Hastings. Brady Woolman with the ball back into the offensive zone for Hastings. The Tobin Reinwald back outside. Alex Thayer takes it down the lane. Now kicks it out here to the free throw line to Wells. Now to Marvin down low. Jake's pass is deflected. Picks it back up. Jake Marvin out to Brady Woolman. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Left sideline here. That's Alex Thayer with the ball. Now to Wells. Trying to penetrate. Cut off there nicely by the Mount Marty defense. They swing it back around to the right side. Here's Reinwald. His entry pass is going to be lost out of bounds off of the hands of Marvin. So Hastings turns it away. Got a good job taking care of the ball today. It's only the 6th turnover on the Broncos. They average 15 on the season. We got 15 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Hastings and Mount Marty tied up at 43 points apiece. On the high post, Varick. Now to Ackleson. Drives it down the left side. Reverses the ball and gets it over here to Yackley again, who's back into the ball game. Yackley with the ball down here on the baseline left side. Out here in three-point territory now. That's Joel Heeb trying to drive it against Woolman. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound. It's going to be Reinwald. Out with pass goes to the far side to Brady Woolman. Here come the Broncos. There's Alex Thayer, who gets the shot away, and he is fouled into play. Alex Thayer streaking down the right sideline and gets the field goal there for Hastings, and he's fouled into play. Thayer now with 5 points in the ball game, and a foul goes on Varick. That's going to be his fourth. Alex Varick now picks up his fourth personal foul. Into the ball game again for Mount Barney is going to be Fisher. Chevy Fisher comes into the ball game. Varick will come out. Alex Thayer will go to the free throw line after hitting that shot there. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. He'll try to add to it right here, a 33% foul shooter on the season. So Alex Thayer, the freshman out of Superior, he puts it up there, and the shot is good. And Hastings now with a three-point advantage, 46-43. We're down to 14 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the ball game this afternoon from Yankton. Here's a Will Eddy with the ball deep in the corner on the right side. He's double-teamed. Gets it out here to Yackley. They work it inside to Fisher. Back out here to Eddy behind the screen. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out there to Chris Richardson. Richardson bounce pass inside. Deflected away from Fisher. And it's going to be brought down here by Hastings. That's Lohman with the ball. The fifth turnover on Mount Martier in the ball game. Lohman gets it away. Now to Brent Wells. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. The ball tipped out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings. No, we're going to have a foul called here. And a foul called on Brent Wells for poking that ball away. It's going to be the second personal foul on Wells. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. Hastings with a three-point lead. 14-13 to play here in the ball game. Mount Marty comes into the offensive zone. Here's Ackleson. Ackleson down on the baseline goes for the hole. His shot over Marvin is going to be no good, but he gets his own rebound. Ackleson again. He sends the ball down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Yackley, and the ball goes out of bounds. So Ackleson, tell you what, he's a guard here for the Lancers about Marty. He's 6 foot and a senior, and he's amongst the leaders in rebounds, and now we know why. He's averaging 7.6 rebounds per ball game. He's all over the place here for Mount Marty. Here's Thayer driving the baseline. Thayer has his pocket picked by Eddy, and now he's going to be fouled into play. So a personal foul called here on the Mount Marty. It's going to go on Ackleson. That's going to be his first non-shooting situation. So Hastings College will play things in. Lohman gets it to Reinwald. Reinwald sends it inside to Marvin. He backs up. Gets it away to Wells. Now to Marvin at the free throw line. Jake driving it down the left side of the lane. Spins toward the baseline. He goes up for the shot. And it's up there and in. Jake Marvin gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 5 points. Hastings College is leading now by five. It's 48-43. 13 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Here's Mitch Ackleson with the ball. Dribble penetration in the lane. Stops in the paint. Got to get rid of it. Now he does. Gets it out here to Richardson. He's double-teamed. Gets it to Ackleson. Drives it down the lane. Loses control. Picks up by Yackley. His shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Reinwald of Hastings. Long pass ahead. They get it to Woolman. Woolman drives it inside. Kicks it out to Wells for three. Shot is up there and in. Brent Wells fires up the three ball. And Hastings now with an eight-point lead. 51-43. Hastings with the lead with 13 minutes to go here in this one. And now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Mount Marty calls the timeout. 12:56 to play in the ball game. It's now Hastings 51, Mount Marty 43.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings Challenge on an 8-0 run here. Breaking away from a 43-43 tie, and the Broncos now have the advantage 51-43. Getting high school basketball today. Our attention is on the Heartland Hoops Classic up in Grand Island at the Heartland Event Center. The early scores today, Giltner beat Overton 43-41. Adams Central winners over Pierce today 40-27. Grand Island Northwest beat Hastings St. Cecilia 55-38. That's the second straight loss for the Blue Hawks. And Sutton beat Norfolk Catholic today 53-52. We understand Norfolk Catholic had a 15-point lead in that ball game, had a chance to win it. At the end, they missed two free throws at the end, and Sutton wins it today over Norfolk Catholic by a score of 53-52. Grand Island Central Catholic is playing Donovan Trumbull now. They're in Grand Island. Three games tonight, Minden at Gretna, Grand Island at South Sioux City, and Heartland Lutheran at SEM. Those last three ball games on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic game finishing up this afternoon on 1550 KICS. 51-43 is the score here. Hastings has scored the last 8 points. Here's Richardson from the corner. He shot good at three-pointer. Chris Richardson nails a three from deep in the left corner. He's got 5 points. Mount Barney back to within five now at 51-46. 12.5 minutes to play in this one. Alex Thayer with the ball on the wing on the right side. Alex dribbling with the ball, comes out to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald on the dribble, stops here, left side of the lane, reverses the ball, gets it to Wells. Wells not a woman. Alex Thayer. Bounce pass goes inside to Brent Wells with his back to the basket. Wells backing up, goes out to the elbow. Here's a shot that's up and in. Jake Marvin. Jake Marvin hits the jumper. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's 53-46. Hastings College with the advantage here as Ackleson brings the ball back for the Lancers. On the dribble, Alex Thayer running his face defensively. They get it over there on the far sideline to Yackley. Now to Ackleson. There's a Will Eddy again. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline. They work against this Hastings man-to-man defense here. Richardson goes inside to Fisher, drives to the hole and scores. Fisher sent a screen over there on the left wing. They got him the ball, and Fisher drives it to the hole and scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 53-48. Hastings with a five-point lead. Wells with the ball. Goes to Marvin. Jump pass comes over here on the left side to Thayer. His shot for three is no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Marvin in the corner. He saves it to Woolman, who tries to keep it here. The Broncos throwing the ball around, and finally they throw it out of bounds. Woolman kept the ball in bounds on the far sideline. He got it to Wells, who then throws the ball out of bounds here on the near side. So eventually, Mount Marty gets the ball back here. 11 minutes and 15 seconds to play. A bunch of substitutes coming in now as we're going to see Hallmeyer check in. Altmaier is going to come in there for Hastings. Also, Bacon is going to return for the Broncos. Tobin Reinwald is going to come back out there as well. I think Dylan Flynn also checks in there for the Broncos. There's Ackleson. He's going to be fouled in a play by Altmaier. Second foul on Trevor Altmaier. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so the Lancers will play things in here on the near side. Chris Richardson. Well, inbound the ball here from Mount Marty. Gets it into Mitch Ackleson. Behind the screen from Fisher. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Puts it up high off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound again. Tries to fake it. Now comes out to Richardson. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's good. Chris Richardson has knocked down a couple of three-pointers here in the last minute or so. Richardson now with 8. And the Lancers are back within 2 points. Here's a steal now by Richardson, but he throws the ball away as Holtmeyer grabs it. A turnover on the Lancers is Reinwald. Goes to Flynn. He drives, shoots, and scores. Reinwald gets the assist. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. And the Broncos now leading by a score of 55-51. 10 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this one. Mitch Ackleson with the ball. High post. They get it to Yackley. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory to Fisher. Fisher moves it to Ackleson. He tries to get away, and a foul is going to be called. Alex Thayer picks up the foul for Hastings. The third foul on Thayer. That's going to be team foul number five on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so the Lancers will play things in. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women winning the first ball game 78-71 over Mount Marty in overtime. Hastings leading here 55-51. Here's Ackleson with it now. Goes over to Chris Richardson. Far sideline to Joe Heeb. Picked up by Hallmeyer. He sends it down in the corner to Fisher. 4-3. His shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Tap try. No good. Hallmeyer had the rebound. He lost it. The ball's loose again. Heeb has got it. Now he's fouling the play. Joe Heeb working in there for Mount Marty. He is fouling the play here by Hastings. And now we're going to have a couple of free throws coming up here. The foul goes on Dylan Flynn of Hastings. That's going to be his first. And now Joe Heeb will go to the free throw line as he was in the active shooting here. Heeb has got 11 points in the ballgame. This will be his first free throw of the afternoon, and his shot is up there and in. He's a 69% foul shooter of the season. End of the ballgame for Hastings is going to be Wells. Coming out will be Holtmeyer. Also checking out will be Alex Thayer. Here comes Lohman back into the contest as well for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. 55-52 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead. We've got some free throws coming up here. Joe Heeb will have one more. His shot is up there. That one rattles around and goes down through the hole. 55-53. Hastings with a two-point lead in the basketball here this afternoon. Tobin Reinwald down the left sideline. Reinwald drives it. Gives it up now to Dane Bacon. Bacon on the dribble, flips it away. Here's Wells out here in three-point territory. He's hit, and the foul is called. Joe Heeb trying to knock the ball loose there from Mount Marty. Picks up the personal foul. The first one on Hebe. That's going to be team foul number six on the Lancers. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench down here. Brent Wells will get it into Reinwald, picked up there by Chris Richardson. Reinwald takes it to the top of the key, sends it on the far sideline to Bacon. Out of Reinwald to Lohman. Here on the near side to Brent Wells. Now to Lohman again. To Bacon. Back to Lohman. Not about the three. Drives it inside. Down underneath the hole. A shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores there for Hastings. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a four-point lead. 57-53. 9.5 minutes to play here in the ball game from Yankton this afternoon. Broncos looking to break a five-game losing streak here today. Chris Richardson with the ball. Now to Yackley to the far sideline. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Hebe. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Lohman now double-teamed here in backcourt. Tries to dribble it out of there, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Mitch Ackleson. That's going to be his second. They had a double-team on Lohman back here. Brady just dribbles between a couple of defenders and draws the personal foul on Mitch Ackleson. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Lancers, so we'll have a one-and-one situation down here on this end of the floor. So Lohman goes to the free throw line. He's the number one foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Still hitting at a 95% clip for the season. He's missed only three free throws all year long. He is 66 out of 69 from the free throw line for the Broncos as Brady Lohman, product out of Norfolk, goes to the line and his shot is up there and in. Lohman is about as perfect as you can get as he nails one right there. Hastings down with a five-point lead, 58-53. We're down to 9 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Brady Lohman will have one more here for the Broncos. Lohman sets, his shot is up there, and the shot good. Hastings has not won a road game in the conference since back in December when we beat Briarcliff in Sioux City. Here's Ackleson. He comes back, loses control of the ball, picked up by Richardson. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's drawn as a personal foul. Ackleson fell down, lost control of it. Richardson was right there, and he drove the ball in the hole, and he's fouling the play here by Hastings. And now Richardson will go to the free throw line. So Richardson to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He'll have one more. Richardson now with 9 points in the ball game. That last foul went on Flynn of Hastings. That's going to be his second. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Chris Richardson, so he nails a pair. Mount Marty hanging right with the Broncos, and now the Lancers want to call a timeout. Mount Marty calls a timeout here, 9 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the basketball game. It's Hastings 59, Mount Marty 55.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family, for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon, Hastings College basketball from 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women won the first ball game today, 78-71 over Mount Marty in overtime. The Broncos getting a big performance again from Alicia Stadler. She scores 26 points in the basketball game today and pulls down 16 rebounds. Here's Tobin Reinwald with the ball for Hastings. Goes down in the corner to Woolman, brings it up high on the block. Now bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. He backs up. He's double-teamed. Nice pass over here to Wells. He goes up. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Nice shot by Brent Wells as he gets the field goal to go down. And he's fouling the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Wells now with 7 points in the basketball game. He's fouled there by Spencer Yackley. That's going to be his first. So Wells to the free throw line and trying to tack on one more. Hastings now leading by a score of 61-55. Wells' free throw is up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Scott Oedekerk. So the Broncos have a six-point lead. We're down to 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play here on this one. Ackleson has got the ball back outside out here in three-point territory. Joe Hebe, now to Richardson, near sideline, Ackleson. Now to Richardson again, to Ackleson, lobs it inside. There's Yackley, tries to dish it away. Scramble is on, it's knocked loose, and we got a jump ball called here as Ackleson is tied up in the play by Dane Bacon. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Mount Marty, so the Lancers will have it. They will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. 8 minutes and 24 seconds to play, 13 on the shot clock, as Mount Marty will play it in. Joe Heave looking to get it in. Finally just throws it out here. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Woman of Hastings as he runs her down the near sideline. Nice pass over there to Wells. He drives. Contact made. Foul called. And Wells is going to be hit with an offensive charging foul there as he runs over Scott Odekirk down here underneath the hole. So Brent Wells is hit with a charge for Hastings. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Coming back with the ball is Mitch Ackleson for the Lancers. Goes over to Joe Heap, deep wing on the left side. Joe Heap dribbling with the ball, now to Richardson. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Richardson gets away. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound tapped around. It's picked up here by Reinwald of Hastings. Tobin Reinwald brings it into the offensive zone to Dane Bacon. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. His shot is good, and he's fouled. Dane Bacon gets the field goal for Hastings. He's fouling a play, and now Bacon goes to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a 3-point play. That is 7 points now for Bacon in the ballgame. So Dane Bacon will toe the mark here. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Scott Odekirk. That's going to be his fourth foul. Odekirk's going to come to the bench now. So Dane Bacon goes to the line to try to tack on one for Hastings. Bacon is 72% foul shooter. The Broncos now have an 8-point lead. The shot is up there. It's good. So Dane Bacon hits the free throw. And Hastings now leading by a score of 64-55 with 7 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Here's Richardson driving back the other way and scores it. Chris Richardson just takes off and drives it to the basket and scores. He's got 12 points, 10 in the second half. 64-57. Hastings leading by 7. Here's a Bacon with the ball on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes into Dylan Flynn. He backs up. He's double-teamed. Flynn is triple-teamed, and now we got a foul called. Boy, Dylan receiving a lot of attention today from the Mount Marty defense. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Lancers. And Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line. Which one of the three was the guilty party? Flynn will toe the mark here for 2 shots here because that's the 10th team foul on the Lancers. Flynn with 11 points in the ball game. The first shot is up there. It's good. Hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and goes down through the hole. Last personal foul went on Joe Heap. That's going to be his second. So Dylan Flynn will go back to the line here to try to add one more to the total. Shot is up there. It's good. Flynn is perfect from the free throw line today. 7 out of 7. He's got 3 field goals, 13 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by a score of 66-57. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game here this afternoon. Here's Richardson with the ball. Comes out to Joe Heap. Over to a Tom Kaler who's back into the ball game. Here's Richardson for 3. His shot is up there. That one's too strong. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin drives her back the other way. 3-on-2. There's a pass to Wells. Back outside to Flynn. Flynn not a Woman. His shot for 3 is up there. He hits it. Brady Woman hits it. He's now got 13 points in the ball game, and Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 69-57, a 12-point lead with 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here's Will Eddy with the ball now to Richardson on the wing on the left side. To Eddie out here in 3-point territory, moves it behind the screen. Eddie reverses the ball, gets it out to a Kaler. Kaler gets it to Joe Heap. Joe Heap comes over here on the near sideline. That's Richardson back to Heap. Drives for the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Knocks down a man, but no foul called. Here's Brady Woolman back the other way for Hastings. Back outside. Dane fakes the 3. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass near sideline. That's Brady Woolman now. Now he'll reset the offense as he dribbles out here. Comes to the near sideline to Reinwald down on the baseline. They get it to Flynn. Flynn, left side of the lane, back to Tobin on the baseline. Tobin dribbling with the ball with 13 seconds left on the shot clock. To Brent Wells, now to Dane Bacon, top of the key. Dane, bounce pass over here to Tobin Reinwald. Takes it down on the baseline, gets it out to Brent Wells. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Dane Bacon's 3 is up there and in. Dane Bacon from the top of the key nails. Wanted to pop out of there, but it catches the front lip and down through the hole. Bacon now with 11. Hastings with a 15-point lead and a timeout, Hastings. Timeout with 5 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the ballgame. The score, Hastings 72, Mount Marty 57.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 5 minutes and 56 seconds to play here this afternoon. Hastings has opened up a 15-point lead. This baby was tied at 43 points apiece with just over 14 and a half minutes to play. Hastings then went on an 8-0 run to go out on top 51-43. And the Broncos have owned the past couple of minutes. They've increased that from 51-43, now up to 72-57. This is their biggest lead of the ball game, and it occurs at the 5:56 mark. So Hastings will come back out following the timeout. Mount Marty will inbound back here in backcourt. Hastings trying to win their first road game in the conference since mid-December. This will be the sixth conference win for Hastings that we can hang on here this afternoon. Richardson goes inside to Kaler, dumps it down low. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to be an offensive foul. Spencer Yackley spins in the lane there and knocks down Reinwald and gets hit with a personal foul. That's the second foul on Spencer Yackley. A turnover on Mount Marty. Hastings will have the ball back here with a 15-point lead, 72-57. Here's Tobin Reinwald on the dribble, brings it across the midcourt stripe there. Flynn sets a screen for him. Woolman down on the baseline. He drives it, kicks it back out here to Tobin for three. A shot is up there. He buries another one. Tobin Reinwald hits another three-pointer. He's got 18 in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 75-57. Here's Will Eddy with the ball. As he works it inside to Yackley, his shot in the lane is good. Spencer Yackley scores. Yackley now with 11 in the ball game. That's his first field goal since halftime. 75-59. Reinwald down the near side. Comes out here to Brady Woolman. Woolman out here near the midcourt stripe here. Flynn sets a screen for him. Woolman trying to get away. Woolman drives it down the left side of the lane. Now to Tobin Reinwald. One hands it to the far sideline. Dane Bacon drives to the basket and scores. Bacon now with 13. Hastings leading by a score of 77-59. It's an 18-point lead for the Broncos. There's a long-range jumper by Heave that's going to be no good, but Bacon fouls him out here in three-point territory. Bacon was coming back from behind and fouls Joe Heave in three-point territory, and Lance won't like that one. So Heave to the free throw line. We'll have three shots here. Bacon picks up personal foul number one in the ball game. So Heave will have some free throws. His first one is up there. It's good. He's now got 14 in the ball game. He averages 10.9 in the season. He did not score the first time around when Hastings played this bunch. Second shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Now he'll get one more. Here comes Mitch Ackleson into the ball game. Richardson will come out. 77-60. Hastings leading by 17 points here this afternoon. Joel Heeb's third free throw is up there. That hits the front iron. And off of the left side, no good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Spencer Yackley. Next ball game for the Broncos is going to be next Wednesday. Hastings will be on the road playing at Concordia. The women's game will be a matchup with the second-ranked team in the nation in Concordia. 6 and 8 o'clock for the game times on Wednesday. 5:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Here's Reinwald. He loses control of the ball. A turnover on Hastings. Long pass down to Florida. Heave goes for the basket and scores. Joe Heave scores. He's now got 16. And now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. They're back to within 15 points. Mount Marty calls a timeout here. 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the ball game. The score, Hastings 77, Mount Marty 62.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 77-62. Hastings had a halftime lead here this afternoon of 37-36. Finally pulling ahead. By good, by going an 8-0 run, and they've really dominated from that point on. A 15-point lead at 77-62. with 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play. And now Mount Barney will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings breaks it easily with a pass to Dylan Flynn into the forecourt now as they get it to Brady Lohman. Lohman dribbling with the ball, goes to Reinwald on the far sideline. Tobin behind a screen from Flynn. Tobin goes over to Wells. Eight goes in, inside now to Flynn. It's up there and up there and in. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. He's got 15 in the ball game, 79-62. Hastings in the lead. Here's Ackleson spinning on the baseline. Comes out to Will Eddy. Out to Heave as he drives it down the lane. His shot no good. Rebound Yackley. He goes up, shoots, and scores. Spencer Yackley scores. He's got 13. 79-64. Broncos again leading by 15 points here in the ball game. And here's a foul called here on the Lancers. Out here in three-point territory as Lohman was bringing the ball across that 10-second line. The foul goes on Tom Kaler. That's going to be his fourth. Brady Lohman goes to the free throw line for the Broncos with a 79-64 lead. Lohman 2 out of 2 on free throws here this afternoon. That's the 10th team foul on the Lancers. And his shot is up there. It's good. Lohman will have one more. 80-64. Hastings averaging 72.9 points per ball game on offense. They're going to surpass that here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. He misses one. Brady Lohman misses a free throw. And now the ball goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. It's going to be Mount Marty basketball. That might be the headline right there for tomorrow. That's Brady Lohman misses a free throw. That's only his fourth miss of the season in 73 attempts. 80-69 is the score. Hastings trailing by 11 points. Here's a pass deflected, but it's picked up here on the near sideline. Yackley has got it out to Heave. Then he throws the ball out of bounds. Throws the ball in the second row of the bleachers on the far sideline, trying to get the ball to Will Eddy. A turnover on the Lancers. Hastings leading by 16 points. We're down to 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play. After the ball game, we'll have our players of the game and our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here this afternoon. Brady Lohman has got the ball here in backcourt for the Broncos. Gets it away to a Dylan Flynn into the forecourt now to Bacon, to Wells. Wells in the opposite corner to Reinwald. Comes out here to Flynn, now to Bacon. Hastings will spread the floor now with 3 minutes to play in the big lead here. They'll use all the shot clock. We're down to 13. Brady Lohman trying to get away. Bounce pass down low. Wells has got it back out to Lohman. Takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass down in the corner to Reinwald. The shot good for three. Tobin Reinwald cans one from the right corner for 3 points. He's now got 21 in the ball game. Hastings leading 83-64. There's a shot in the way and up and in. Mitch Ackleson scoring there for Mount Marty. He's now got 11 points. 83-66 is the score now with 2:28 to play. And Lohman is going to be fouled here in backcourt by Mitch Ackleson. The third foul on Ackleson. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor and have some more free throws here. As Brady Lohman will go back to the free throw line for the Broncos. Bronco basketball coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Brady Lohman to the free throw line. He's got 14 in the ball game. Make it 15. As that one goes down through the hole, he'll have one more shot here. It is now 84-66. Hastings with a lead. And here comes another shot from Lohman. It's up there, and that shot is good. Lohman now is 16 in the ball game, and the score is now Hastings 85, Mount Marty 66. Dribbling down the lane, there's Ackleson. His shot is up there and in. An acrobatic shot to the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. So Ackleson has now got 13 in the ball game. The personal foul is going to be whistled on the Broncos. And the foul is going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his third. Flynn is going to check out. Here comes Marvin back in there. And going to the free throw line is going to be Mitch Ackleson trying to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there. He misses the shot. And the rebound comes down to Reinwald, and he's fouling the play. A final score in immense play here this afternoon. It was Northwestern beating Doan by the score of 92-69. Dort, ranked number 4 in the country, is got a win over Concordia today, 85-68. We will see Concordia coming up on Wednesday in Seward. Reinwald is going to go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Tobin so far has got 21 in the ball game. His shot is up there is good. Reinwald now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. The Lancers, in fact, both teams now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. 85-69. Hastings with a lead here this afternoon. There's the next shot by Reinwald that's up and in. Reinwald now with 23. Hastings leading 85-70. Coming back the other way, there's Ackleson. He drives into the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Lohman has got to have the ball tipped away from him. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Kaler tried to save it there for Mount Barney, but couldn't get to it. It goes trickling over the end line. I think they got the score on the wrong side of the scoreboard. It's corrected now. 87-70 is the score. Hastings with a 17-point lead, and the Broncos have the ball here. Dane Bacon out of Lohman. Lohman out here in three-point territory to Tobin Reinwald. 87. Now they're messing with the scoreboard again. 87-70, I think it should be. There's a Lohman again behind the screen from Marvin. Marvin rolls down the lane. They can't give him the ball, but a foul is going to be called out here. It's going to go on Spencer Yackley. Going to the free throw line again will be Brady Lohman. So 87-70 is the score. With a minute and 43 seconds to play here in this one. And Brady Lohman has a chance to add to his total right here. Lohman is having a good day today. He's got 16. Tobin Reinwald leading the way. He's got 23 for the Broncos. Lohman will have two more shots here. First one is up there. It is good. End of the ball game now is going to be Chevy Fisher. Chevy Fisher checks in for Spencer Yackley. It's now 88-70. Now, round of applause there from Spencer Yackley. Here comes the next shot by Woolman. It's up there and in. Woolman now with 18. 89-70. Hastings with the advantage here. There's a long-range dumper out there in three-point territory by Fisher. That's up and in. Fisher buries one from the top of the key. He's now got 9 points here in the ball game. 89-73. We're down to a minute and 30 seconds to play. Here's Wells at the other end. His shot is up and in. Hastings breaks the pressure, and Wells gets the easy field goal. He's now got 7. 91-73. Here's Kaler's shot from inside the free throw circle. It's up and in. Tom Kaler now with 6 points in the ball game. 91-75. Hastings still with a lead. Here's Marvin with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt. Back out to Woolman. Woolman out to Tobin Reinwald. Goes over to Dane Bacon on the far sideline. 23 left on the shot clock. Hastings will use up the clock here. We're down to 56 seconds to play in the ball game now. The Broncos enjoying a victory here this afternoon. 91-75 over Mount Marty. Woolman goes down in the corner. There's Bacon. Gets it inside now to Flynn. Rather to a Marvin. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Chevy Fisher. And now we got a timeout called. We're going to have a substitution timeout here. So we're going to see all new players check into the ball game now for both teams. 91-75 is the score. Hastings has got the lead with 42 seconds to play in this one. So the Broncos are going to go to 12-16 after this one today. They go to 6-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos still have hopes of maybe securing one of those 8 spots in the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings will have to finish strong next week against Concordia and Morningside, a couple of teams that are still ahead of them in the conference standings. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Joe Heave that's up and in. Heave has got 19 points here for Mount Marty, 91-78. Hastings with the ball. Ferguson has got it. Ferguson goes over to Alex Thayer on the right sideline. Now to Ferguson here on the near side. Charles Ferguson brings it into the offensive zone. A pass down to Zach Lena. His pass is deflected. Broncos turn it away. Here comes Richardson back the other way for the Lancers. Here's a turnaround jumper off of the baseline on the right side by Jeff Larson. That's going to be no good. Rebound Lena. Zach gets it away. Now to Alex Thayer. Still in backcourt. Hands it away to Ferguson. Ferguson bounce pass to Drew Danielson, who's into the ball game for the first time. Drew Danielson dribbling the ball, has it knocked loose. It comes to the near sideline. It's going to be Hastings' ball. 1/10 of a second remaining. Trevor Haldmeyer will play things in, and that's the ball game. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon. The Broncos win it here today. They break a 5-game losing streak. The Broncos knocking off the Lancers out of Mount Marty by the score of 91-78. So Hastings sweeps the 2-game series with the Lancers this year. Hastings winning 62-49 at home, and Hastings winning 91-78 here in Yankton. Hastings will go to 12-16 on the season. They are now 6-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. in the final score, Hastings 91, Mount Marty 78. Back with the totals after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Yankton, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Mount Marty. The final score of 91-78. Hastings led 37-36 at halftime here this afternoon. In fact, Mount Marty had a 7-point lead in the first half with a 7-minute mark at 24-17. Hastings College came back to grab the lead by halftime, 37-36. We were tied up at 43 this afternoon. That was the last time we were tied. The Broncos went on an 8-0 run. They went on top 51-43, and they coasted to the win here this afternoon as Hastings puts 91 points on the board today. They beat Mount Marty by a score of 91-78. The last time Hastings scored beyond 91 points was way back there at the end of November. Hastings put 106 on the board against McPherson. They also got into the 90s in the ball game against Friends, the third game of the season, so it's the highest scoring output for Hastings College in a long time, and certainly in the Great Plains Athletic Conference season as they beat Mount Marty by a score of 91-78. The Broncos getting 23 points today from Tobin Reinwald, 18 from Brady Lohman, 15 points from Dylan Flynn, and 13 from Dane Bacon. So four players hit in double figures today. Other scores for Hastings, Brent Wells had 9 points, 7 for Jake Marvin, and 6 for Alex Thayer. Leading scores for Mount Marty, they got 19 points today from Joe Heeb, 13 for Spencer Yackley, 13 for Mitch Ackleson, 12 for Chris Richardson. Their other scores, Chevy Fisher had 9 points, Tom Kaler had 6, 2 points for Scott Odekirk, and 2 points for Jeff Larson. And Hastings College wins it this afternoon over Mount Marty by a score of 91-78. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So a doubleheader sweep for Hastings College here this afternoon in Yankton. The women's game, Hastings won 78-71 in overtime. And the Hastings College men routing Mount Marty today by a score of 91-78. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. He had a big performance by Alicia Stadler, 26 points, 16 rebounds in the ball game today. Courtney Spahn came up with 11 points. She hit a couple of three-pointers in the overtime session for the Hastings College women today, and two other players score in double figures, Brittany Wong and Taz Yorick. For the Hastings College guys, we get 23 points today from Tobin Reinwald, get 18 from Brady Woolman, and 15 points from Dylan Flynn, all candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, our player of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team, Alicia Stadler, 26 points and 16 rebounds in the ball game today. Also had 6 points in the overtime session. Stadler was 12 out of 19 from the field today, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Pulls down 16 rebounds, 2 on offense and 14 on defense today. 26 points, also had an assist and 4 block shots. Plays 35 minutes today for head coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings College wins 78-71 in overtime. But the Hastings College guys, a good performance today by Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald knocks down 3 3-pointers and 6 2-point field goals. He was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line as we wait for the final numbers to make their way up to our broadcast facility here this afternoon. But Tobin Reinwald and Alicia Stadler are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Post Game Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
All right, back here in Yankton this afternoon, Hastings College wins it by a score of 91-76 as Hastings head coach Lance Creech will join us in the post game. And finally, the snide is over. The monkey's off of our back. Coach got a win here this afternoon. He's got to feel good.
It wasn't a monkey, Mike. It was much larger than a monkey carrying a cow or something. It was a lot of weight right on my head. And I tell you what, the second half, probably the last 15 minutes of the game, I thought maybe the best we've played, you know, even up all season. Really, I mean, that was really, really good. We really moved the ball well. I thought we executed coming out of timeouts. We finally got some stops defensively. You know, the first 5 minutes of the second half, you know, they got quite a few easy buckets again. And after I saw the halftime field goal percentage, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So just pleased to kind of get a win. Now we can kind of refocus and get back to playing with a smile on our face a little bit.
Now, Marty shot 68% in the first half, and it was a one-point lead by the Broncos at halftime, 37-36. Just 48% in the second half. Like you said, you played much better defensively there.
It was. Like I said, it was probably the of their makes. I mean, they had a couple there late, but of their makes, a vast majority of them in the first 5-6 minutes of the second half. And I thought after we finally called a timeout and just talked through something, I mean, we're just not playing hard enough, and I just don't know how better to say it without, you know, just tearing some face off, because it's just a frustrating situation, because you can see the capabilities that this team has when we kind of get everybody on the same page. And I was really pleased. I thought the kids that started the game was probably our best 5 basketball players up to this point. They just haven't been playing very good basketball together, you know, as a collective unit. And I thought Brett Wells was big, just setting the tone, rebounding and defensively. His tip in there at the end of the first half was quite a little play. So really pleased with the way that they responded in the second half entirely.
talking about the second half and how well we played. Hastings shot 73% from the floor in the second half. We were 17 out of 23 and 5 out of 7 from 3-point territory for 71%. Like those numbers right there.
Well, and yeah, you know that's Villanova-esque right there, beating Georgetown. But, you know, and like I say, that's the most frustrating part of it, Mike, is we have that much athletic ability and that much basketball talent on the offensive end. I just can't figure out why we cannot flip it to the other side. So, again, we've just got to continue to try and get better, and I don't, you know, what other scores were today, but if we can find our way into that tournament and we can continue to play good basketball, I really like, you know, how the second half went today. I really think we could do something.
Defensively, did we take some strides against a team that was probably not an offensive juggernaut that we see in the conference?
Well, yeah, you know, but you got to start somewhere, you know, and I mean, you're never going to take Miss America to prom, so you got to start somewhere. And if we can just continue to, you know, just get a little bit better regardless of the opponent, because I think this league has proven that regardless of who you're playing, when you're playing, or where you're playing, anybody is beatable, and you got to play your best to beat anybody. So the fact that, you know, it's a team that's kind of our equal, I guess you would say, as far as the standings or a win-loss record, I'm not as much worried about that right now as I am just getting some positive play, especially on the defensive end.
Distributed the ball very well today. 5 players scoring double figures for you.
Yeah, that was really good. And I thought probably the last 10 minutes of the game, is as proud as I've been of Brady Lallman in his 2-year career. I thought he really, really took initiative. I thought he really took ownership of his team. I thought he got us into the right spots at the right time. The things that Nate Olson was doing, you know, before he went down with that injury. So that's key. You know, if Brady can continue to get us into the right spots, and I thought he was aggressive without being selfish. I'm just really proud of the way he performed today.
He missed his 4th free throw of the year, though.
I know.
That doesn't happen often.
We'll watch some film on that. We'll run him a little bit and see if we can't get him back to square. You know, he's probably now only shooting 97% or something.
91-76, Hastings College picks up the win here this afternoon. Still waiting for all the scores to come in, but we do know Northwestern beat Doan today, 92-69, and we know that Dort beat Concordia by a score of 85-68. So Hastings with, I guess, something to play for next week as we try to scratch our way in. It's not going to be easy. Concordia and Morningside next week.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you got Concordia on the road, who's, again, they're a lot like us. They're just fighting tooth and nail, and you know, Morningside is just a good team. You know, they're the team there that's kind of been steady in the middle of the pack, and they've had some very quality wins, and they've had a couple head-scratcher losses themselves. But, you know, we've got 7 days left that we know about, and I would like to prepare for an 8th day of our season.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Yep, Lance Creech, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos win it this afternoon over Mount Marty, 91-76. We'll come back and check the final totals in the ball game right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
All right, the final numbers into the ball game today for Hastings College. The Broncos ended up shooting 30 out of 49 from the field for 61%. Hastings hitting 73% of their shots in the second half. Hastings was 10 out of 18 from three-point territory for 55%. Mount Marty today was 30 out of 53 for 56.6%. They were 7 out of 13 on three-pointers today for 53.8%. Free throw line, Hastings was 21 out of 25 for 84%, and Mount Marty was 9 out of 17 for 52%. The Broncos ended up out-rebounding Mount Marty 27 to 24. The Lancers had a 6-5 advantage on the offensive end. Hastings turned the ball over only 9 times today in the ball game, 10 for Mount Marty. Hastings with no block shots and 6 steals. Mount Marty had 1 block shot and 7 steals. Hastings College winning it by the score of 91-76 this afternoon. Got a big performance from Tobin Reinwald. He scores 23 points in the ball game, 15 for Dylan Flynn, and 13 points for Dane Bacon, 18 points for Brady Lohman here this afternoon. So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over the Lancers at Mount Marty by a score of 91-76. They will get ready for next week. Tough one on Wednesday against Concordia on the road, and then to play Morningside in their final regular season ball game a week from today back at home at the Osborne Sports Complex. The other scores are now in on the men's side of things. It was Morningside beating Briar Cliff today by a score of 97-89. It was Northwestern over Doan, 92-69, and Dort over Concordia, 85-68. On the women's side of things today, it was Morningside over Briar Cliff, 89-82. Northwestern beat Doan, 74-58. Concordia over Dort by a score of 71-64. And in overtime, Hastings beat Mount Marty, 78-71. Next broadcast on Wednesday for the Broncos, it'll be a game at Concordia. Airtime will be at 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. So again, a doubleheader sweep for the Broncos here this afternoon. Hastings winning in the women's ball game by a score of 78-71 in overtime. The Bronco men winning over Mount Marty by a score of 91-76. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Yankton, South Dakota.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.